There it is. That is Big Lester's Music Shack hit of the day this morning. Merle Haggard and Porter Wagoner with I Haven't Learned a Thing. Of course, Big Lester's Music Shack hit of the day brought to you by insert sponsor name here. Always for all of your insert needs here, go to insert sponsor name here, located at insert address here on the web at insert web address here, or you can give them a call at insert phone number here. That is insert sponsor name here. 7:29 is our time. We've got Spanky Baldwin in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Gordon.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing just
Why
great.
Why don't you pull that thing up there a little bit? Yeah.
I'm doing wonderful.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. You too.
So how's things been in California for you?
You know, it's been all right. It wasn't, of course, it didn't rain there
right.
this year, but it's been all right. It's kind of slow for me in the winter, you know, Winter time's a little bit slower in the summer out there, but I had a good time. Moondog Hall came out.
Right.
We spent a month together in January. Boy, we had some fun.
That's good.
We kind of went from the top of the state to the bottom, went to everywhere except the big cities, and had a great time. And
good deal.
And that was probably the highlight of my winter.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Moondog, yeah, he's out and about all over the place,
yeah,
isn't he?
Sure
yeah,
is.
He is. Yeah, he is. All part of the Last Honky Tonk music series.
That's right.
That we're all involved in. We've got, of course, the big Lone Oak Fest coming up. Going to be a lot of the Last Honky Tonk Music Series artists going to be involved in that. However, you are going to be over on the east coast of the of the nation while all that's happening.
That's right.
You got you were telling me earlier you've got quite a bit of traveling.
Yeah.
In front of you.
There's a bit to go. About 4,000 miles into the trip, and I think I got about another 8 to go.
Wow. That is...
Yeah. That I'll is head nice. Up as far as... I think I'm going to make it up as far as Cape Cod. I have about 10 days off, and I'm going to go out to that Cape Cod Martha's Vineyard thing and see what I can do to those people up there a little bit and when I have a little time off. And that'll be about the farthest I go. And then come back through Virginia and North Carolina and back down to play at the Drink House there in
Morgan City.
In Morgan City,
right.
First week of May, and the Badass Ice House tonight after that for the Last Honky Tonk Music Series.
All right, very good. The Badass, of course, over in Freeport, isn't it?
Oyster Creek.
Right outside Freeport. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Well, cool. You going to regale us with some tunes this morning?
I'd love to.
Hop on it, Dad.
All right.
Spanky Baldwin in the studio this morning.
This one's called Little Buddy, one I wrote for my buddy Marty. Buddy, little buddy, where have you gone? Sure is lonely on the old pig farm. Wish you'd come back just one more day. Catch you on the flip side any old way. Buddy, little buddy, let's go to work. Put out the fire and put on your shirt. Whip me up a batch of that hobo's brew. Gotta go to work on the Johnson crew. Buddy, little buddy, can you help me out? Got a tick on my leg and I can't get it out. Grab a hot iron and I'll drop my jeans. Scare an old lady, walk up on the scene. Little buddy, oh, you miss me so much. Oh, you fix my trike, you fix my truck. Never did do no man no harm. It ain't been the same on the old pig farm. Ain't been the same on the old pig farm. Buddy, little buddy, let's get a snack. Grab a chocodile from out in the back. Barely just enough for me and you. But a pig's gotta eat, so what you gonna do? Buddy, little buddy, say you really gotta go. Just where to take it there, they just don't know. Gotta do your business, won't you take it on home? Show your lizard to the wizard if the seal's done gone. Little buddy, oh, I miss you so much. Oh, you fix my trike, you fix my truck. Never did do no man no harm. It ain't been the same on the old pig farm. Ain't been the same on the old pig farm. Buddy, little buddy, let's listen to a tune. Up in Plumas County where the wild things croon. Sleeping Big Meadow hit the main grandstand. Circus come to town with the March 4th band. Buddy, little buddy, let's go for a spin. Red Wings forever, Rebel won't give in. Take a little tumble in the old side car. Had a dry night, life's good so far. Little buddy, oh, I miss you so much. Oh, you fix my track, fix my truck. Never did do no man no harm. It ain't been the same on the old pig farm. Ain't been the same on the old pig farm. Buddy, little buddy, got a call today. Other line said that you had gone away. Took a little with you, but you left the most. I bet you're up picking with the Holy Ghost. Buddy, little buddy, oh, you taught me so well to shake it off easy because the cards just fell. Bet you're making changes up there, you know. A cherub trade a harp for an old banjo. Little buddy, oh, miss you so much. Oh, you fix my track, fix my truck. Never did do no man no harm. It ain't been the same on the old pig farm. Ain't been the same on the old pig farm. Never be the same on this old pig farm.
Very nice. Spanky Baldwin in studio with us this morning. Little buddy, that's a lot of verses there, Spanky.
Yeah, there
you go. A lot of verses there, buddy.
Yeah. Marty was my buddy for many years. Yeah, we lost him a few years back. He used to live on this pig farm, and we used to have a fun time acting silly out there.
Uh-huh.
I sure miss that man.
Now, let's see. You, Pismo Beach?
Correct.
Pismo
yeah.
Beach, California. Uh-huh. So when did you leave to head this way?
I guess I left. The tour started on March 14th,
okay,
and I was in California for the first 2 weeks, and I guess I left Friday morning. I played Friday in Cottonwood, Arizona, and Saturday in Mesilla, New Mexico, mm-hmm. and then came out here okay. Sunday, yeah.
Okay. So you know that in California now there's been an executive order passed down by your governor, right? Says you can't, you need to refrain from taking long showers due to the drought conditions out there. I don't understand why they don't just charge more for water, then maybe people will stop using so much.
You know, it's a funny thing out there, the water. I mean, I've been conscious of it, you know. I mean, I'm no big water whiz, but it's hard to think that, you know, the people all, if everybody conserves, I think it'll really do something. There's a big thing that I'm hearing that they need to maybe regulate how much is getting wasted in agriculture a little bit too, you know. But
right.
Basically, we just need a little bit of rain, and
you know, that would help a lot.
Traveling out here, I mean, we don't have a water shortage. California has a water shortage. Yeah, everybody else is all right. I think it's just us, you know. And we got that big drink out in front of us, you know. We
right.
can figure out how to clean that thing up and drink it. You
right,
know,
right. Now I heard something this morning on a show when I was coming in to work this morning. That in California, 70% of the they lose 70% of the rainwater. It goes to the ocean.
Yeah,
70%.
Yeah, true story.
That's crazy.
Yeah, people aren't hip on really collecting their water and
right.
you know, paying attention to stuff. You yeah. know, I mean, it's
build some reservoirs. It's
a bit, yeah.
yeah,
there's a lot of wasteful people out there too.
So let's see. You're going to be you're going all down the Gulf Coast and up
correct.
The East Coast.
Yeah.
And are you gonna play your way back? You're just gonna
I'm gonna play my way back, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you play me another song?
All right.
Spanky Baldwin's in the studio with us
thank
this morning.
You. This one's called New Dixie Mine. It's an old story. I had heard the story about maybe 6-8 months ago about this this Indian guy and this gal who were chased by the posse out by the desert near Palm Springs, maybe about 108 years ago. And his name was Willie Boy, and his gal's name was Lola, and it's all about their struggles.
All right.
Thank you.
Willie Boy and Lola Young, lovers time ago, planned to build a family and a home of their own. Lola's pa said, Willie ain't fit for a little low. Lay a hold of Lola's heart and struck her to the floor. Say a prayer for Willie Boy and Lola. It's your world that they're running from to New Dixie Mine. Willie Boy was angered, he charged in through the door, threw old Mike from Lola and drove him to the floor. Old man drew a cannon to take poor Willie's heart. Saw the flash of Willie's steel that blew the world apart. Say a prayer for Willie Boy and Lola. It's your world that they're running from to New Dixie Mine. Willie's people deemed him fit now for his bride. Lawman saw him guilty the last posse they did ride. They took after Willie, who ran now with his wife, through Whitewater canyons to increase his rising tide. Say a prayer for Willie Boy and Lola. It's your world that they're running from to New Dixie Mine. Many days evaded, the posse now grows near. Lola aims her final round, shot through her heart in tears. Was in their world it ended, and Willie ran like wind. He took a life for Lola, now she's given one for him. Say a prayer for Willie Boy and Lola. It's your world that they're running from to New Dixie Mine. The riders in disbanded, Sheriff Cooper traveled alone on to Ruby Mountain with a bell for whom it tolls. Willie's shots declaring where would be the stand. Sheriff rose beneath him, demanding Willie's hands. Say a prayer for Willie Boy and Lola. It's your world that they're running from to New Dixie Mine. Willie turned around, took a bullet to the heart. To be now with Lola, their worlds would never part. Resting there beside him, Willie's guns were bare as bone. Sheriff granted Willie's wish to take his Lola home. Say a prayer for Willie Boy and Lola. It's your world that they're running from to New Dixie Mine. Willie Boy and Lola, then they made their home at New Dixie Mine. They'd never be alone. I offered not to follow on to the spot they lay, for the winds of Willie's ghost defend them to this day. Say a prayer for Willie Boy and Lola. It's your world that they're running from to New Dixie Mine. It's your world that they're running from to New Dixie Mine.
Excellent. Very nice. Man, great. That is a wonderful, picturesque story. You're there. It's a picture song. And that to me is the object of all songwriters is to put someone there, to put them in the place of where the thing is taking place.
I really appreciate that, Gordon. That song meant a lot to me. That's off my new CD, and I appreciate hearing you saying that. You're right. That's what we kind of do it for.
Right.
To kind of tell a story.
You know, right.
And have people listen to it.
And there are guys who do it well, and there are guys who do it not so well. You know, Guy Clark was really the first guy that I really made the connection. When I was probably about 16 years old, and it's like, wow! I mean, you are right there in the action while it's all taking place. And since then, I have really paid attention to songwriters to find out more. You know, more of the guys that can really do it. Now, tell me about the album. Tell me about this new record.
Well, you see, it's called Nobody Here But Us Chickens. All my albums have something to do with chickens because I have a bunch of chickens at my house. So the first one was Cooped Up.
Now, you got to see this, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a wave that is kind of shaped like the United States of America. And there's a big curl, and Spanky is riding a chicken on a surfboard through the curl of the wave, playing a banjo. This is awesome. Nobody here but us chickens. How can if folks want to get their copy of this?
You know, I'm kind of behind the times in that way. I tell people that I use Me Tunes, where you see me and you get the stuff. You can again, I'm from Pismo Beach, so you can go to pismospanky.com and contact me there, and I can send it anywhere you want.
All right. Very good. Well, and that's another great part of it, the personal connection when people come to your shows and pick up a CD.
Exactly.
You make that connection with the fans, and then the next time you're in town, they're going to come back and see you again.
There's something neat about going to town you haven't been to before, and then the next time you come back, hearing somebody sing one of your songs and try to get you to play it. That's kind of cool.
Oh, that's great. Spanky, I need to take a short break right now.
Sure.
And we need to get a couple of things taken care of. Can you hang around and play us one more?
I'd love to.
All right, very good. Spanky Baldwin in studio this morning. Kerry Burgess, thank you. 7:53. It is 67 degrees. Hey, and let's do our little real quick. Let's get smart.
This is Big G, and I'm here to tell you the world is a carousel of morons. When Florida Keys detectives executed an early morning search warrant, they found Katrina Ann Mitchell, 29, and Ralph Curry, 38, in a crack cocaine lab. Mitchell allegedly fessed up to detectives that she had cooked crack cocaine, creating a cookie of crack. Search also yielded powder cocaine, about 50 crack rocks, pot, 33 Seroquel pills, scales, and $984 in suspected drug proceeds. And in a related story, in Alabama, a woman was arrested after she was found with drugs hidden in her privates.
What?
An Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputy stopped a Jeep for faulty tag lights, and during the stop, a K-9 unit checked out the Jeep and found a marijuana blunt on the passenger floorboard. The passenger, 21-year-old Portia Gross, was taken to the county jail for processing. During subsequent body cavity search, several pieces of a cookie of crack cocaine were found in her genitalia.
That explains it, Kimber.
What?
The buttery taste of your townhouse crackers.
Honey, stick to Girl Scout cookies. They're just as addictive but legal. Get smart.
Spanky Baldwin is our guest this morning. I haven't heard that one in a long time. I've forgotten about that. So 7:54, Spanky, we got about 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
You squeeze another one in?
I got about a 3.5 minute song.
All right, very good.
This one's called Rings of Gold.
Rings of Gold.
Thank you.
That's how the story goes. Two hearts are a ring made of gold. Why it breaks, tell me, I don't know. Time will bring you ships to see it passing in the night, guided just by trade winds and chance. Time's a light of fleeting glimpse to shimmer in the night, drifting with the current at a glance. Then a wave will dream craft that lights the darkest sky. You travel through the ocean wind and sail. But when the wind is gone, or if you're split between the tides, it's hard to keep from going over rail. Well, how can a man be so good at loving and be so bad at love? How can a man be so good at loving and be so bad at love? Well, that's how the story goes. Two hearts are a ring made of gold. Why it breaks, tell me, I don't know. Feeling a cold winter, you may leave the frozen sea. Try your way at living off the land. You tend the soil and learn its ways and give it what it needs. Plan within the garden you will plant. When your garden grows, you learn there's not a finer thing than reaping what you sow to fill your home. But when your garden's wilted or it flooded by the rain, you spend the winter starving and alone. Well, how can a man be so good at loving and be so bad at love? How can a man be so good at loving and be so bad at love? Well, that's how the story goes. Two hearts are a ring made of gold. Why it breaks, tell me, I don't know. Driven from the heartland, you end up back by the sea, building there your castles made of sand. And if northern wind should come and chill you with a breeze, build a fire, warm your bitter hand. Then waves come crashing down, disaster on the shore, and all you build is quickly washed away. And then the wave returns to sea and knocks you down once more. Think I'll just try living in a cave. Well, how can a man be so good at loving and be so bad at love? How can a man be so good at loving and be so bad at love? How can a man be so good at loving and be so bad at love? How can a man be so good at loving and be so bad at love?
Spanky Baldwin.
Thank you, Gordon.
That was a little bit longer than 3.5 minutes, sorry, but it buddy. Was well worth it. I don't know if you could have played that any faster. Man, appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Gordon.
And again, pismospanky.com. If you want to get you a copy of this, give Spanky a holler on the web at pismospanky.com. And look for him somewhere one of these days, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, you just keep it cool out there on the highways, and good luck in your travels.
Thank you, Gordon.
Always a pleasure having you in here.
Always a pleasure being here.